Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Monday, February 27th, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We open with a programming note. We'll have spoilers from Sunday's Ring of Honor television taping in Orlando, as well as from this weekend's Impact Wrestling tapings in Las Vegas at the close of the broadcast. In ticket sales news, tonight's Monday Night Raw at the Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan is nearing a sellout, according to WrestleTix. As of Saturday afternoon, the site which monitors ticket distribution for major wrestling events noted 7,908 tickets have been dispensed, with only 595 still available. The last time WWE ran the Van Andel Arena was for an episode of SmackDown on May 20th, 2022, which drew 7,372 fans, according to wrestling data. The last wrestling show at the venue was AEW last August 5th, which drew an estimated 6,000 fans for a live AEW Rampage and the Battle of the Belts 3 taping. In MLW news, a longtime independent wrestler Ricky Shane Page announced on Twitter Sunday that he signed a contract to compete for MLW. A 20-plus year veteran of the wrestling business, Page has wrestled several times for MLW in the past, as well as making appearances for AEW Dark Elevation, West Coast Pro, and Circle 6. Page, commonly known as RSP, was the key instigator in the notable 2020-2021 feud between his group 440 and Game Changer Wrestling, and spent the last 2 months of 2022 in Japan on tour for the DDT promotion. Taking a look at the UK, Progress Wrestling held its Chapter 150 event titled When the Man Comes Around from the Electric Ballroom in the Camden Town portion of London on Sunday. In the main event, Tom Dawkins defeated Progress champion Spike Trivet in a non-title, no-disqualification match. As a result, Cara Noir, who lost a Loser Leaves Progress match last June to Trivet, will be allowed back into the company. Other highlights from the show saw Ricky Knight Jr. knock off Big Damo, the former Killian Dane in WWE, to win the Progress Atlas Championship. Leo Rush made his debut for the promotion in a winning effort over a man named Darice. Millie McKenzie knocked off Lizzie Evo. And to open the show, 17-year-old Nick Wayne made his second career trip to the UK and defeated Callum Newman. Turning to Japan, in the midst of their annual Fantastica Mania tour, New Japan and CMLL ran a 2-day tag team tournament, which wrapped up on Sunday at the Makuhari Messe International Exhibition Hall. The competition featured competing factions and was won by CMLL's Ultimo Guerrero and Atlantis Jr., who knocked off LIJ's Titan and Bushi in the final. A third-place match was also held between the losing semifinalists. That match saw Volador Jr. and Magia Blanca top Dulce Gardenia and Rey Cometa. Stardom held their Showcase Volume 4 event on Sunday at Kobe's International Convention Center No. 2, which was taped for their Stardom On Demand service. In the main event, Mayu Iwatani, Hazuki, and Kuguma came out victorious over the teams of Utami Hayashishida, Saya Kamiatani, and Miyu Amasaki, as well as Natsuka Toro, Momo Watanabe, and Starlight Kid when Hazuki finished Kamiatani with a Frankensteiner. The semi-main event saw Tsuyori defeat Saki Kashima on points in a UWF-style rules bout, and in a hardcore rules match, the Donna Del Mondo trio of Julia, Micah, and the soon-to-be-retired Himika fought Risa Sarah, Suzu Suzuki, and Kurumi Haragi of the Prominence promotion to a no contest. Also on Sunday, DDT ran a show titled Into the Fight at Tokyo's Korakuen Hall. In the number one contenders match for Yuji Hino's KOD Openweight title, Yukio Naya defeated Harashima. Hino won the title less than a month ago from Kazusada Higuchi on January 29th. In title matches, Shinya Aoki, Yuki Ueno, and Super Sasadango Machine defeated Tetsuya Endo, Kotaro Suzuki, and Yusuke Okada to win the KOD six-man tag team title after Aoki pinned Okada. And Mao and Shunma Katsumata retained their KOD openweight tag team title, holding off the challenge of Yukio Sakaguchi and Hikaru Machida. DDT's current tour also features appearances by AEW couple Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford. Our final report today will contain some spoilers for upcoming Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling television. These will not be full results, but only the newsworthy items that occurred during these tapings. If you wish to not hear any of these spoilers, we'll give you a moment to make your decision. And please remember to follow us across all of our forms of social media. First, Here are the notable moments reported from this weekend's Impact tapings, which are being held at Samstown Live on the Boulder Strip in Sunrise Manor, Nevada. During Saturday night's tapings, the Bullet Club team of Ace Austin and Chris Bay won the Impact World Tag Team Championship by defeating the Motor City Machine Guns' Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin. Mickey James held on to her Knockouts Championship by defeating Giselle Shaw, and Josh Alexander retained the Impact World Championship by defeating Kenta. Also on Saturday, Yuya Uemura's match against Sami Callihan was stopped early due to Uemura suffering an injury. During a powerbomb attempt out of the corner by Callihan, Uemura landed on his head and the bout was called off. Uemura was eventually able to make it to his feet and walk to the back with assistance. The second leg of Ring of Honor's weekend tapings took place on Sunday from Universal Studios in Orlando. On Sunday, the interaction between ROH World Champion Claudio Castagnoli and Eddie Kingston continued, as their burgeoning battle looks to be the first main event feud of note for the revived company. After ROH TV champion Samoa Joe defeated Cheeseburger, Mark Briscoe chased the champion from the ring. The Embassy retained their ROH World Six-Man Tag Team title by defeating Dalton Castle and the Boys before AR Fox, Tony Deppen, and Grand Metalik cleared house on the champions, possibly setting up a title match during the next set of tapings. And after defeating Clark Connors to retain the ROH Pure title, champion Wheeler Yuta made a challenge to Connors' trainer and LA Dojo sensei Katsuyori Shibata as he mocked his center ring sit-down promo style. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.